for this DVD did you choose Italy? I think Jeff kind of had a brief explanation for your motivations, but kind of talk about like why you chose to like document a tour through Italy.
I think Italy's been a really interesting thing, in my opinion. I don't know what Jeff is, but it's been an interesting one for our career. Early on when we were playing there, we had some very tough crowds, and they were not into us. You know, I think they were really trying to... Italian crowds try to figure you out, and they you prove yourself to them, is what I'm guessing. Because I remember Eddie getting into it when we were playing a couple places.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You had some hecklers or something?
What's that?
You had some hecklers or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Spit, threats, and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
We're playing clubs, you know. And
right.
So it was... I remember Ed... The first time I really saw Ed kind of... situation was in Italy. And there was this one guy that was kind of heckling, and
uh-huh.
He kind of...
Can you repeat that? Your phone's kind of going in and out. You said the first time you saw Ed, what?
Yeah. It was the first time I saw him kind of diffuse a situation. We were
uh-huh.
playing at a club held about... should have held about 100 people, but I believe there was probably 300 people there, and there was one exit. It was really a tight, scary place. I think he had a couple of lights or something crazy, and I remember some guy was kind of threatening, sitting on him, or I can't remember what it was, and then so he stopped the show and kind of talked to him and didn't spam or anything, but kind of said, hey, you know, got everybody to rally up and just enjoy the show. He
mm-hmm.
really turned the situation to a positive,
mm-hmm.
which is, and I'm free, this was a long time ago, so it's pretty exactly how I did it, but I just remember him stopping the show for sure and going, hey, I'm here to enjoy this, we want to make sure everybody's in the audience is safe, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the show went off without hitch, but
uh-huh.
we later played opening for U2 on another tour, and I remember the crowd was quite indifferent to us then.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, after that happened, we started to, when we got kind of big and we came back, we played a lot, and people respected that, I guess, and we respected them, and they've been really passionate, exciting crowds, and it's a beautiful place to go to, so I think that was one of the main reasons was the passion of the crowds, and, you know, we built ourselves up, and I think we've proved this over the years, and you get to go to Italy. No, and that's what's better than that. We got to see some really Pistoia, Milan, and Verona. And Verona ones are just—it's just amazing to see that history.